a front page drama from the American Weekly.
Listen, Ann. You're making this theater a hangout for every street peddler and beggar in town. I gotta think of the reputation of this theater. Get that old lady out.
An actress who found time to do little acts of kindness, even though she was a star, lived one of the strange stories of our time. Front Page Drama brings you an exciting true story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that comes with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. It is late fall in an eastern city, and a cold rain slants down through the night. The wet streets catch the lights of the theater marquees and spread them in weird patterns of yellow and red. And now, at the stage door of one theater, a cab drives up, splashing the rainwater up on the sidewalk.
Oh, driver, you've just splashed that poor old woman standing there.
Can't help it, lady.
Well, you could have been more careful. Here, here's your fare. Keep the change. Hello.
Would you like to be buying some flowers? Little bouquets of violets I have, and they'd be so pretty close to your lovely feet.
Oh, you're wet clear through. You must have been standing here in the rain a long time.
Don't worry about me, please. But if you'd like to buy some of the violets...
All right, I will. I'll take them all.
But you don't want that many flowers.
Now, you sell them to me, and then I'll get you a cab.
Me? In a cab? Oh, no, ma'am.
It's all right. I'll pay for it. Just you get home and get warm and dry.
No, I couldn't do that. It'd be like taking charity, and I wouldn't do that.
Well, then, will you come into the theater with me? Anything, as long as you come in out of this rain.
Lovely in here. Lovely. Is this your dressing room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can see you now. Here in the light, I can recognize you when you take your hat off. Why, you're Ann Spencer, the dancer.
That's right. Now, let's get you out of those wet clothes.
Your picture's outside the theater, bigger than life, and so beautiful. You are a beautiful child.
Come on now, those wet clothes. Get them off. Now, you better hurry, because I have to get into costume and on stage.
Oh, you're so kind and fine and...
No. We don't have any time for that. I'm due on the stage in a few minutes.
And another thing, Ann, you were almost late for your cue tonight.
I was there on time, wasn't I?
And look, do you have to give me ulcers? I run this theater right. With a little cooperation, I don't have any trouble at all. And when the orchestra's playing your theme and you're not even in the wings, my stomach starts jumping. So no more, huh?
Oh, please, Jim, I'm tired. I just want to go into my dressing room and rest a while.
Nobody cares if I live or... Hey, what's this?
Well, she's a friend of mine.
Friend, eh? Another one of those people you pick off the street. You call them people. And there she sits in your best silk robe. So that's why you were late.
Oh, please, Jim. There's no need to hurt her feelings.
You're making this theater a hangout for every street peddler and beggar in town. Well, it may be all right for you. You move on after a week here. But I got to think of the reputation of this theater. I'll get that old lady out.
But I'll go.
No, dear. You sit right there.
And I say she goes.
This is my dressing room, and I say she stays. And if you don't like it, then you don't have to book my act in here again.
You shouldn't have done that, dear. Not to hurt your career just because of me.
It's all right. You stay, and you come back tomorrow night. And every night I'm here. I'm not worried about him. There are other theaters and other jobs.
Well, what started out to be a kindness to a friendless old woman has turned into something that may affect beautiful Ann Spencer's career. But we'll hear the unusual climax to this front-page drama in just a moment. There's probably no more glamorous group of people in the world than show people, and many stories that have been spun about them tell of handsome men, exquisite women. But did you ever hear a story about a famous star whose father thought she was so ugly that she had better concentrate on being smart rather than beautiful in order to get a husband. Well, that girl is now the famous movie star, Linda Darnell. You'll want to read this American Weekly feature appearing in the May 9th issue called Papa's Ugly Little Duckling. Yes, it's a story that'll touch you and amuse you, one you won't want to miss. Look for Papa's Ugly Little Duckling in the American Weekly issue of May 9th. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with a group of discriminating Sunday papers from coast to coast. It offers an infinite variety of real stories about real people, stories that actually happened, written expressly for the American Weekly by the world's greatest writers. It offers stimulating, entertaining articles by leading experts and dramatic eyewitness illustrations, many of them in full color. That's why the American Weekly is the favorite in more than 9 million families. So start this week to read the Sunday paper in this city that contains the nation's reading habit, the American Weekly. And now we return to our front page drama. Time has passed, and Ann Spencer is not so young anymore, nor so lovely to the eye. Age has taken its toll, but once more we find her entering the same theater where she had once argued with the manager over befriending a little old woman who stood in the rain and sold flowers. Now we find her backstage.
Well, the lovely Miss Ann Spencer, eh?
Welcome home.
Hello, Jim.
You finally decided this theater wasn't such a bad place to work after all, eh?
Well, I never disliked this theater.
Not so high and mighty anymore, are you? Sure. I could tell by the way your agent called me up and begged for the engagement. What's the matter? Is little Annie slipping? Or has she run out of dough because she gives so much of it away to the moochers?
I've been sick, Jim.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yes, I had to lay off for quite a while. Now, I've got to get some more money together so I can take some more time off.
I didn't know that. That maybe you wouldn't be in this jam if you hadn't given away everything to every moocher and beggar you ever met. Now, here's your dressing room. There, I'll just put your bag down.
Oh.
What is it, Annie?
It's nothing. Nothing at all. I'm all right. Now, I'd better get dressed for rehearsal. Leave me alone, will you, Jim?
Sure, kid. Annie, are you ready? That's your cue. Annie.
I'll be right with you, Jim. Just a moment. A little more powder, some rouge. There. I look all right, don't I?
Now, look, kid, you need more than powder and rouge. You're not feeling well. Certainly not well enough to go out there and dance.
Oh, no, Jim. I'll make it.
You sit right there. Don't you move. That's an order. I'll go out and rearrange the order of the show. I'll have that, the comic to do a second turn.
Oh, but my act,
now,
Jim,
so what? I'm trying to keep your name from getting top billing on a tombstone. You wait here. Now, Annie, you just lie here on this couch and I'll cover you with this blanket. There. You just rest.
Thanks, Jim. You're a nice guy.
Yeah?
A very nice guy. You only try to be tough.
You know how it is. If you're soft and people know it, they walk all over you. You can't let people know, ever. Don't let's talk about me. What about you? What's going to happen, kid?
The doctor said not to try. But after all, I need the money.
We'll find a way. Actors have a way of taking care of their own.
Oh, no. Not for me. No benefits for Annie Spencer.
Don't you worry about it, kid. Well, maybe after you rest a while, you can go on tomorrow or the day after.
Sure. Tomorrow, the day after.
Why, once I had a hoofer up here, Annie, thin sort of a guy, you'd never think you could go out there and give him what he did. But interruptions, always interruptions. That's the trouble with this business. Never any time to talk. All right. Well,
Is Miss Spencer here?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Spencer, I have to talk to you. I'm an attorney.
An attorney? To see me? I don't know anyone anything.
Do you remember a little old lady who used to sell flowers in front of the theater?
A little old lady? Oh, yes.
Yes, yes, you took her in. You put your own silk robe on her. She came here many times, but she mentioned the silk robe most of all.
Well, what do you mean, mentioned?
Well, I represent her estate. You see, she died more than 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, she was a fine person. And she didn't forget her friends. And she didn't forget you.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been searching for you for several months. It was very fortunate I read in the local papers that you were coming back here. You see, she wanted you to have this.
But what is it?
This paper entitles you to everything she left. $8,000.
What?
Yes, she lived very frugally, spending only enough to keep alive. She saved the rest over a long period. When she died, she wanted you to have it. She thought that anyone who did so much good for others might need a helping hand herself one day.
And I guess he was right, Annie.
Why, that little old woman. I thought I was doing just a little thing for her. I guess she needed a friend just as I need one now. And I found mine.
Yes, a famous stage star went out of her way to befriend the friendless and help the poor, and she got her reward. This front-page drama was based on a true story in the files of the American Weekly. Naturally, real names have not been used. Well, that money certainly came to Ann Spencer as manna from heaven. And there's news of another kind of manna from the sky in the American Weekly issue of May 9th. It's about a new scientific discovery that has helped many cancer victims to survive and live more normal lives. While the doctor's claims for this new magic drug are modest, its results are cause for renewed hope for many now doomed. So read all about this startling discovery in the American Weekly's article, As Manna from the Sky, in the May 9th issue of the American Weekly. It's must reading for everyone who wants to be up on the latest authentic scientific advances. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. In it are vivid, true stories written expressly for the American Weekly by the world's finest writers. Stories of romance, stories from behind the scenes, high society, unusual adventures, and revealing first-person recollections by famous personalities. These, together with daring and imaginative illustrations, many of them in full color, have made the American Weekly the nation's reading habit. Why not enjoy it yourself? Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that contains the American Weekly and join in the nation's reading habit.